Alert was raised late last week in South Africa. The World Health Organization has labelled it a variant of concern. 5 cases have so far been detected in Australia, 4 of those in Sydney, 1 in the Northern Territory quarantine facility, leading to WA's border being closed with South Australia over the weekend as a precaution. Sydney and Melbourne put into place 72-hour quarantine orders for international arrivals. And as of this afternoon, from the National Security Committee meeting, the international arrivals of those skilled migrants and foreign students will be paused until the 15th of December, so a 2-week delay. Liam Bartlett, though, asked Greg Hunt, the health minister, this morning, is this the kind of COVID-19 variant that should be running around the community because it is so far believed to be a little more mild?
Now, we don't want to be spreading the disease because the disease always provides the opportunity for mutations, and mutations, as we know, can move in either direction. They can become more concerning or less concerning.
That was Greg Hunt with Liam Bartlett this morning. I thought it was a good opportunity to catch up with the country's former Deputy Chief Medical Officer of Australia, and Dr. Nick Coatsworth, who is also an infectious diseases physician. Dr. Coatsworth, good afternoon.
Good afternoon, Ollie.
How worried are you about Omicron?
Well, I mean, it's a question on everybody's lips, isn't it? I guess I'm looking at this. There's two sides to this Omicron coin. Mm. One side is that it is a variant of concern because it has 30 mutations in the spike protein, which is the part of COVID-19 that actually attaches to our cells and allows it to get into our bodies, and that it appears that the numbers are increasing quickly in South Africa. That's on the negative side of the ledger. And on the positive side, of course, we've heard today from the South African Medical Association, the person who discovered it, Dr. Kurt Seer, has said that she noted a different syndrome of predominantly mild symptoms that were mainly fatigue-related. And that's how she actually worked out that there was a different variant going on. So that's certainly on the more positive side of the ledger.
When you just mentioned the 30 mutations on the spike protein, does that mean it's more virulent? What does that mean, Dr. Coatsworth?
So there's 3 potential things that we worry about. Now, spike protein not only allows COVID-19 to get into your body through the respiratory tract, mm-hmm. it also happens to be the thing that our vaccines target. It's the part of the COVID-19 virus that our body creates antibodies to, and it's also the bit that gets injected with our vaccines so we can produce antibodies against the spike protein. So if your spike protein changes, then there's a risk that your vaccines might not be as effective as before. How long is it going to take us to work that out? I'd say a few days to weeks mm-hmm. in terms of the initial lab tests that will help us. They give us a guide. They're not definitive. And then over the coming weeks, we'll know whether the vaccines are truly less effective. Keep in mind that even though this has more mutations than the previous variants, the vaccines have retained effectiveness against all of the other variants.
You mentioned as well before that the South African Ministry of Health say that this is more mild than Delta at the moment. So has the World Health Organization overreacted, calling this a variant of concern?
No, Ollie, because they've got 3 criteria. So the WHO are sticking to their own criteria.
Right.
The criteria that's been met is that there has been a large spike in the number of recorded cases. So if you actually look at the gradient, you know those great things on Google, you stick in South Africa COVID-19 and you see the shape of the wave. Mm. You can see their 4th wave is looking a lot steeper than any of their previous waves. So that's what they've based it on. But the other 2 criteria, whether it's any more serious or whether the vaccines aren't working, neither of those have been fulfilled for this variant. But so, you only have to fulfil 1 to be a variant of concern.
So at the moment, Australia-wide, and of course we're a little behind this, and we look at it 12-plus with the vaccination, but Australia-wide, we are sitting almost at 87% second dose, 16-plus when it comes to the COVID-19 vaccination. So we are probably in an enviable position for the rest of the world. We're quite well prepared, Dr. Coatsworth, for COVID-19 and living with COVID-19. If our premiers and chief health ministers and chief ministers and prime minister can stomach it.
I think that's the point. I mean, we've got to remember, as you say, Ollie, we're one of the best prepared countries in the world. We've got one of the highest vaccination rates. It continues to go up. We've got I think, the best health system in the world. We've got capacity to distribute the vaccine if we need a new vaccine, because there suddenly is a new variant that that we need to get out there and develop a new vaccine. Well, that's going to take about 6 weeks to get a new mRNA vaccine, not long at all. Mm-hmm. And then we get, you know, we'll get the supply and we'll roll it out. So I don't think we'll need to do that, but we're very well positioned to do it. So there is, I don't think the World Health Organization has overreacted. What we've got to make sure of is that we, as a developed nation here, don't overreact to this news out of South Africa. And, you know, I think the WHO has made a really good point today. Don't penalise the people who have actually found your variant for you by closing your borders and you know, causing them economic problems. That's not in the interest of global transparency. So we have to be really careful with how we react to this.
Have we gone too far, banning flights from those seven countries and making international arrivals now for the cities that are open, Sydney and Melbourne, quarantined for 72 hours?
Look, I hope those measures are short-lived, Ollie. I mean, I can understand why we bring them in. We need to wait. We need more information about this virus. But we haven't shown ourselves to be very adept at pulling back these regulations once we put them in. So I hope that this is the first example of where we can react to pull them back as quickly as we put them in.
If this is a milder version of COVID-19, is there an argument to mount, Dr. Coatsworth, that we almost let it run?
Well, look, I did think about that, and I've said it publicly today. I mean, if it is a more transmissible virus, it'll do that for us anyway. It'll outcompete Delta. There's no doubt about it. I mean, what I'm saying is that there could be a silver lining to this, in that if it is truly a milder version of COVID-19, then it will outcompete Delta and it will become the predominant circulating strain, and there'll be less disease as a result of it. And gee, wouldn't that be a good Christmas present for all of us?
It would be. Greg Hunt's not interested in that. But how long will it take, Dr. Coatsworth, for us to learn a bit more about this particular variant, Omicron?
So initial lab tests on how effective the vaccines will be within a few days to a week or so. A full appreciation of how effective the vaccines are will take weeks, and an appreciation of how mild the disease is, I think we'll know that within a few days to a week or two.
Thank you for providing a bit of context around this and creating a bit of calm, Nick Coatsworth. I appreciate your time as always.
A great pleasure.